Duluth's comprehensive land use plan was adopted in 2006 by the city of Duluth to put forth future considerations for land development, things including utility infrastructure, transportation, parks, and trails. Last year, city planners sought to update the 10-year-old plan and held a series of meetings in the fall seeking input from citizens about how to modify the plan. Well, this week, a second round of meetings, four of them, will be held around the city to gather further input from Duluthians about future land use. With us this morning by telephone is Kate Van Dale, one of the Duluth city planners, to help give us more information about the Imagine Duluth 2035 campaign. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. When we spoke with you in October, the first set of meetings were about to take place. Did any alterations come out of those discussions?
You know, the great thing about Duluth, I think, is that we are constantly having this conversation of what can we do to make it better. And so I think there were some surprises that came out of those first focus groups in terms of identifying facts that weren't, or gaps, that weren't identified in the plan that we had in 2006. And just, I think, in terms of our growth as a city, you know, we've had so much movement in Lincoln Park and downtown. Now it's time to identify other neighborhoods that need our help and that can use some additional assets to them. So from that first set of meetings, we're now having our second round of focus groups. Now that we've identified those gaps, we'll be figuring out how to put them in motion and then put them into the chapters of our new plan.
Now, the subject of each of these four meetings this week covers a specific subject area. There are two today, one on economic development, one on housing. Tomorrow, one on transportation, and then one on open space. Are these topics chosen for these meetings because they weren't part of the fall meetings because you covered other topics, or are these topics being reintroduced because further discussion was warranted?
That's a great question. So all four of these topics, are housing, economic development, transportation, and open space, were not necessarily left out of our plan in 2006, but I don't think there was enough detail around them in terms of, you know, what does the city really need? Where are we lacking in some of these areas? And how can we improve them? So these were four topics that were pulled out of that 2006 plan that we really identified need to be kind of the core of where we go in the next 18 years. And so it's those four topics that are making up the chapters of, you know, what needs the most improvement and how we can do better and move forward together in the next steps.
Now, last week, we spoke with Salam Witherspoon, the chair of the Speak Up, Speak Out campaign, and they held a meeting last Wednesday at Old Central to address how the comprehensive land use plan could more specifically consider factors germane to the underserved in Duluth, things like affordable housing and improvements to public transportation, and I suspect those are part of the topic of conversation in at least a couple of these meetings with transportation and housing and economic development, too. Did any of those conversations last week bring new focus to any of these issues being discussed this week?
They did. You know, we have been really proud to have Salam and the team that she's worked with put together the Speak Out, Speak Out and the Duluth Health and All Policies campaign. I think really taught us a few things that we didn't get out of the survey that we did last fall. At the meeting last week, one of the things that Mayor Larson has said is that we don't know what we don't know. And so the survey that they did, they had 603 surveys that were collected, of which 38% of the respondents were identified as people of color. And so those results, while they were very similar to the results that we had from our survey, I think they really divulged into some neighborhoods that we've been tracking in terms of Central Hillside, and really key findings like the lack of green space in the hillside. There's some safety issues in terms of parks with drug usage and just being able to have a safe environment for families to play in. So things like that will definitely be highlighted into our plan. And you're right, they do touch on all four topics that we are presenting and will be talking more about.
Now, I'm going to step out to look at a sort of a big picture question. New York City, of course, Manhattan specifically, being on an island, has a defined border. You can't really build out onto the river very easily. So that city, once it hit the edge of the island, grew up very quickly and was able to concentrate its population. Now, the city of Duluth, probably not so much like the city of Minneapolis that really can just keep spreading out without having to really concentrate its population quite as much. As Duluth, we hope, would continue to grow and become a very healthy city. If more population comes in, what are the ideas for the open space, for the green space, for the views that we enjoy from the hilltop? Are there plans for, like, the city of Portland that I think sort of basically drew a line in the sand out in Oregon saying this is as far as development will go because we want to protect the green space beyond the city borders? What ideas are being talked about in terms of public open space?
That's a great question. So I think, you know, in terms of open space, as you know, and a lot of people have seen in the papers recently, is that Duluth is such a unique city in that we are so long of a city from east to west. I think sometimes we don't always think about how we can expand up the hill. So there are certain places that we've been looking at, you know, like the old Central High School that's up on top of the hill. How could that be redeveloped? And is that an area where we could have a lot of housing since we have a deficit of about 4,000 units of housing within our city? At the same time, we need to have a balance of being able to realize that, one of our survey findings was that the number one thing that Duluthians love and visitors love about Duluth is Lake Superior. The second thing is our trail system and being able to be outside. So being able to have a good balance of what are we going to preserve and at the same time what is available and is actually buildable since we have so many wetlands that kind of come into play with future development. What can we build and where is that happen? And the great thing about having so many experts in the field sit in our focus groups and at the same time having the public be a part of these conversations is that there's a lot of really creative ideas that have come out. And I think as folks are coming through the meetings, they'll be able to see, you know, where are areas that they that are available that we haven't thought about, and at the same time, where are areas that people really truly enjoy and that are huge assets to their neighborhoods that they want to preserve. So having that conversation, not only about development, but at the same time, being able to preserve those. And I think, again, as folks come and as we start writing the chapters of our plan, you'll see these great maps that we've created of areas that we've identified for both types of use.
Great. We're speaking with Kate Van Dale, one of the Duluth City planners, about the Imagine Duluth 2035 campaign that is reimagining the comprehensive land use plan from back in 2006. So after these meetings this week, what's the next step? Is this the last series of meetings? Are there more, or is there an end game to the process? In other words, when is this going to be sort of tied up in a bow and presented to the council and the mayor for a vote, I assume?
Yeah, so, you know, we actually were on our way from the process. We started this in June, and we're projected to have this campaign end and have our new set of comprehensive plan updates and in terms of a book in August. We'll present that to the City Council and then probably have one final meeting in September where we'll be able to have a huge kind of public hearing and be able to show our findings. One of the exciting things that we have happening in April is that we've been working on updating two principles that are added to our 12 governing principles within the comprehensive plan, and those were built around health and fairness. And those two principles, I think, again, just those are gaps that we had identified from the 2006 plan that we've put in. Those will be presented to our Planning Commission and then to City Council in April. And that was, again, a huge conversation that we had not only with the public but with our Vision Committee and focus groups. In terms of the focus groups, so you're right, we're on our second round this week, which is a great step. We'll have two more rounds, so the third round and then the fourth will be kind of finalizing chapters of those four groups and being able to make sure that we've included everything that we've heard from the public. So if you haven't gone to a focus group, don't feel like you can't go. We're still accepting comments and really want to hear from folks that either haven't had a chance to comment yet. And at the same time, we're trying to make sure that we're as accessible as possible. So we have a Facebook page, Imagine Duluth 2035, that folks can leave comments on, and we have those being brought up as a part of those discussions. We also have a website at imaginedeluth.com. And then we have these meetings, and folks can give us a call at any time, too, to comment or give their feedback. And we want to hear from everybody and make sure that the policies that we're setting forth are really coming from the public and can make the Duluth experience a better one for everyone.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the Facebook page and ImagineDuluth.com. Are the schedule of meetings listed there as well?
There are, yep. So if you go to our Imagine Duluth website, there's a events page that will give all the meeting dates. So as you mentioned, we have two of our focus groups today. We have housing and then economic development. Both are actually at 5 o'clock tonight. So at housing group is at Harrison Community Center, and then economic development will be in the green room at the downtown library. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we have the transportation group in the green room also at the library. And then on Thursday, we'll have open space up at the Bagley Nature Center at UMD's campus. So if people want to get involved or come to the third or fourth round, we'll also have that information updated as soon as we get those dates finalized.
Fantastic. Kate, thanks so much for sharing this with us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Kate Van Dale, one of the Duluth City Planners, talking about the Imagine Duluth 2035 campaign and the four meetings being held this week.